Good morning, Sarah. Bridget?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bridget, big week for Bill de Blasio. He's becoming a sort of almost like a part of New Yorkers' lives. This week he tweeted a picture of himself with buying something at Chipotle, and the workers had this look of love on their face, and I was just trying to imagine what would it have been like if Mayor Bloomberg had been in that situation.
I don't think Mayor Bloomberg had many lunches at Chipotle, although I don't know. But that is, it's part of Bill de Blasio and his sort of projection of being the everyman. We know he shovels his own sidewalk. He talks about his family all the time. And when he talks about policy, he keeps those values consistent. He talks about, you know, he announced Vision Zero this week, which is about eliminating the number of traffic fatalities on the city streets. And when he introduced it, he said part of the reason it was so important to him was he's a father. And when his life changed when he brought his daughter Kiara and his son Dante home, and that when he thinks about policy, he thinks about what it means to be a parent in the city of New York. And he was standing there with parents who had lost children in traffic fatalities this year.
That is a big, big deal, that Vision Zero thing, because in order to do some of that, you've got to restrict motorists. And there's already some noises in the state Senate about how they don't want to give him the power to do that. So that is going to be an interesting fight, how that plays out, because it isn't necessarily how sort of mom-and-pop New Yorkers see themselves.
Well, and it was also interesting to hear Commissioner Bratton, who was with him during the announcement, also point to the fact that pedestrians bear some responsibility in achieving this goal.
Bill de Blasio, big announcement on sick leave. He gathers all kinds of people around him.
He stood there with Speaker Melissa Mark-Viverito, and they announced the push to get this bill out, you know, to the city council. The bill would lower the threshold for the number of businesses covered by paid sick leave to businesses with five or more employees. So that's another 500,000 people who will be covered. And this is what he said when he announced it.
This city hall is going to be on the side of working families all over this city. We're going to work hard and we're going to work together, both sides of city hall, to make sure that this will be one city where everyone rises together.
So if you hear that, it's a little of an echo of his victory speech when he won the election. But it also, you know, reinforces this idea that he has a real partner in city council. Melissa Mark-Viverito is a believer in his agenda. They have, and the progressives are going to have a lot of power pushing through their policies.
So far, they don't have a lot to complain about, the progressives.
Absolutely. What's interesting, though, is there was also a Q poll this week that talked about how what was the most important issue to New Yorkers. And an open-ended question, income inequality, only 2% of New Yorkers cited it.
All right. Mayors of New York, mayors in New Jersey. The mayors in New Jersey have never had a moment in the sun like they have this week, Sarah Gonzalez. You've been speaking to a lot of them.
I have reached out to all of the Democratic mayors who endorsed Governor Chris Christie's reelection. Of course, we spoke to Democratic mayors who did not endorse Governor Christie, and many of them said that they were starting to wonder whether they experienced retribution for not endorsing Governor Chris Christie after meetings were canceled and several $1 million in grant money were denied. But I spoke to the Democratic mayors who did endorse Christie, and they are saying that they haven't gotten anything in return for their endorsement. The mayor of Harrison, Raymond McDonough, the mayor of Orange, Dwayne Warren, the mayor of Secaucus, Michael Ganelli. Here's what he has to say about the mayors who are questioning Chris Christie's intentions.
And, you know, I'm a little bit appalled by some of the mayors that are saying, well, we didn't endorse him, so we didn't get this. Well, we endorsed him, and we didn't get anything.
He still loves Christie. I mean, he feels he did a great job during Sandy. This whole massive scandal is not shaking the resolve, it would seem.
Not from these mayors that I've spoken to. I actually interviewed a couple who said that if it was revealed that Christie had a more direct involvement or a more direct role in the George Washington Bridge Lane closures, that they would still not change their position because they think that he allocates resources fairly and across party lines. I do think that we need to say that there are a lot of mayors are saying that you wouldn't really be able to tell whether or not mayors were getting anything in return for their endorsement until Christie's budget, when it's released, comes out. But of course, they're now saying that that budget is going to be looked at a lot more closely now that the George Washington Bridge controversy is among us, and that it's going to be a very different budget than it would have been.
Thanks so much, Bridget. Sarah, you can follow us on Twitter at Bridget Bergen, at Gonzalez Sarah A, and at Andrea WNYC. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.